The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Yesterday, you weighed in on your thoughts on hazing on college campuses around the country. We saw firsthand, it hit us home 7 years ago when we lost Tucker Hipps over at Clemson University on an early morning fraternity run, a run that was not sanctioned by the fraternity. We've talked about this a number of times, and you had your own opinions yesterday on how these parents of some of these boys on that run that morning, who I'm pretty certain know exactly what happened, but yet some of the parents hired the attorneys to protect their kids, and I get that, but most of you agreed that parents should want their kids to tell the truth foremost. Cindy and Gary Hipps have been friends for a long time, and they've turned a very bad situation into a positive one, where they have worked tirelessly since Tucker's loss to try to change things, to try to be sure that this doesn't happen to another family. The Tucker Hipps Transparency Act was passed by our state legislature because of Cindy and Gary Hipps and the work that they've done. It's truly a tragedy. On our guest line this morning, Cindy Hipps, the mother of Tucker Hipps, and also joining us, Dan Catula, who is working on a documentary. Cindy, we're going to start with you first. Welcome. What a tough day yesterday is. Every day's tough without Tucker, I understand that, but marking and remembering that early, that call that you guys got 7 years ago, and knowing that Tucker, you weren't going to be able to experience Tucker, continue his life, get married and have grandchildren, that type of thing. I just applaud what you and Gary have been able to do to try to make it to where other families don't have to experience this.
Good morning, Joey, and thank you for that. And yes, yesterday was tough, and it's a daunting task, and people think, you know, they're just trying to keep his name out there, which I am as the mother, Gary, not so much, but it's just a tough thing to let go, you know, yeah. When someone knows the truth, and, you know, I personally would have more peace if I knew the truth, and I know that the conscience of somebody has to be really tasking on their heart. And so I just think if the truth comes out, it's going to heal a lot. It'll heal us. It'll heal those boys. And I think it'll heal our state.
Yeah. You're right. I mean, I can't imagine some of those young men who were out there with Tucker that morning, the burden that they're carrying. Because I think we all are pretty certain that they know what happened. They're just not talking about it. Now, you guys, you're offering a $50,000 reward through Crime Stoppers of Oconee County. You had a news conference yesterday announcing that. Talk with us a minute about that process and how Crime Stoppers works.
Well, as you and I both know, with Crime Stoppers, Joey, it's a really great program, and it works. And it's anonymous, and there's so many ways now you can give a tip. You can call the tip line. You can go on the website of Oconee Crime Stoppers and leave a tip. You can also do it through text messaging and using their P3. I think I got that right, the P3 app. But I promise it's all anonymous. We know that. And that's the only way that someone can get that donation, because they need that caller ID number to claim their money. And so this is made by a private donation, and the donation is only good to the end of the year.
Yeah.
So I encourage someone to please, you know, if they want to receive the money, they need to call in.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, cash like this is a motivating factor for someone who has information. And as you mentioned, you and I have worked with Crime Stoppers for many, many years, and we've seen many cases solved when someone could collect a cash reward. Although there's some people who never want the reward. They just want to do what's right and give the information. And that's what is so frustrating about this case is we're pretty certain, again, that someone out there knows what happened on that that morning 7 years ago. Of course, the key is to keep this topic in the news, to keep it out front. Also on our guest line today is Dan Cotullo, co-founder and CEO of the City Drive Entertainment Group. Welcome, Dan. Your experience has been promoting concerts, music videos. You've worked with a lot of big names like Mariah Carey, John Legend. You produced and directed a pay-per-view Kiss concert on New Year's Eve 2020, and now you're doing a documentary about hazing. What got you interested in hazing?
Good morning, Jerry. Hi, Cindy. Yeah, I mean, you know, historically we've done a lot of music, but our company actually, about 25% of what we do is our documentaries. We've had a bunch of very high-profile, award-winning documentaries like The Square, which was nominated for an Academy Award in 2014, and Alive Inside, which is about Alzheimer's, that won Sundance, and we've won a few Emmys. So we've always kind of done documentaries, but yeah, historically, you know, my main background is music. That's what I'm most well-known for. But the documentaries are my passion, and this story in particular really sits heavy with me. You know, I did a documentary on hazing a couple of years ago. That's how I got to meet Cindy, learned about her story, learned about the story about some other parents. Tucker's story is one of the most tragic ones, simply because they have no answers. And you mentioned before someone has to know something. No, we know someone knows something. There are people out there that are living with this guilt right now. And you know, going on with their life without giving the family any closure, and it's pretty sad.
Yeah. So, Dan, tell us about your documentary. When will it be available? How can we see it?
So, originally, when we set out to start doing this about 18 months ago, you know, I did see it as a feature documentary. But as we started shooting, we, you know, here we are over 100 interviews in and 400 hours of content.
Wow.
It's probably going to be a six-part docuseries now. It'll be out sometime early next year. We have a few different outlets right now bidding on it. It's tentatively titled Protect the House. And it really goes down to the core of Tucker's story, the code of silence. No one talking. We must protect the house. Everybody keeps their mouth shut. And, you know, and unfortunately, this is a thing that we see over and over again now throughout fraternities all over the country, where kids put their social equity above, you know, the law and above, you know, family members' feelings and holding people responsible for things. So it's been really interesting to be working on this film. And, you know, unfortunately, we still don't have answers. In Tucker's case, I've reached out now to all the boys multiple times. I met with, you know, expletives. I met with don't ever call me again. I met with legal letters to not contact their clients. And there's just zero cooperation.
Wow. And again, that's the frustrating part. You know these guys. And, you know, Dan, yesterday I had some interesting feedback as I was talking about Tucker's story. I had some interesting feedback from parents who would text me via our text line here at the radio station, who basically just said, hey, I would have done the same thing. I would hire an attorney to protect my child, and I would encourage my child not to tell the truth because it would ruin their life. Well, look, you know, they helped ruin another family's life, and I just can't comprehend. I would hire an attorney if I had a child as well, but I would also want my child to tell the truth.
Yeah, that's always a tough thing. I understand both sides. I would definitely encourage my kids. I would hire an attorney, but I would definitely have them do the right thing and own up to it. The thing that really baffles me the most are, what about all the other boys that had nothing to do with it but know what happened?
Exactly.
You know, I was a SIGEP, so I was in the same fraternity. I was in that same fraternity at West Virginia University when I went to school, and I know the way fraternities work. Every single brother at SIGEP at Clemson knows exactly what happened to Tucker.
Yep.
So there are a bunch of boys out there that know what happened, that have nothing to do with it, that have no repercussions other than clearing their conscience. And I don't understand why they are not stepping forward and saying, here's what happened.
Yeah, well, they're protecting that fraternity, and that's a sad thing. Eventually, I'm just convinced someone will come forward. I hope it's sooner than later. But, hey, Dan, I look forward to watching your work, and thank you for doing this. It's very important, and we've got to keep it out in the forefront. And, Cindy, you and Gary, you're always in my prayers. Tucker was just a fine young man. I had the opportunity to see him as a young child and grow up into a just a fabulous young man. And Peg and I always pray for you and Gary. Thank you both for spending a few minutes of your morning with me this morning.
Thank you,
Joe, and thank you for making people aware of this hazing problem, because it's got to change.
Yep. Have a great day, guys. Thank you again for being here. And if you want to, you can still participate in the petition. Just text the keyword Tucker to 877-235-9405. And you can take this, sign this petition that Furman, some students at Furman are doing.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.